Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Tuesday, May 12, 2015, and the Kingdom assignment for today is endure until the end. Our scripture base is Matthew 24:13 that says that, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. And so we are admonishing you to endure until the end. You know, God is giving us a timely message due to everything that's going on in the world. If you look around you, things are happening. We have tornadoes and storms, and we have earthquakes. And, you know, according to Matthew 24:1-13, the word is telling us what we were going to be experiencing. And we are certainly experiencing those things today. I'd admonish you to read Matthew 24:1-13, and it will give you some insight as to what time we're living in, what day we're living in, and God is so, you know, so awesome that he would warn us, he would give us revelation on what to expect, he would give us revelation on how to handle it, and so, you know, we must endure until the end, you know. When we talk about indoor, I think about a race. When you're running a race, you know, most times there's a person that is running and they are in the front. And sometimes you'll see where the person that's been in first place the entire race at the finish line, they lose because they give up at the very end. And that's the day that we're living in now. We're enduring. We're Christians. We're fighting for the glory of God. We're standing for righteousness. And in spite of everything that's going on, you know, we say that we're going to stand and we're going to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, we go through some things. We endure some things. And, you know, just before midnight is when, you know, all frustration kicks in, and when, you know, all anguish and, you know, we get exhausted. Well, now is not the time for us to be exhausted. Now is not the time for us to be frustrated. You know, you've got to recognize, be able to spiritually discern the times that we're living in. At the very end, just before the break, just before the cusp, you know, we've got to understand that it's going to be at its hardest. It's going to be the most trying time. And so we've got to make sure that we can discern the season that we're in. We can discern the, you know, what we're going through, the suffering that's taking place, and we must be able to endure. Looking up the definition of endure, it says to suffer patiently. Suffering says that you're experiencing or to be subjective to something bad or unpleasant. And so what are you suffering? Something painful or difficult? And, you know, we've got to understand that, you know, it's not going to be easy. You know, in the last days, will be persecuted for his name's sake, you know, because no one wants to hear the truth. No one wants the truth revealed. Stand in spite of and see the salvation of God. Speak the revelation of God. See the manifestation of God. And so we've got to endure until the end. You know, I think about, you know, even with Jesus, he died on the cross for us. You know, his suffering was different because he knew everything that he was going to encounter. He knew what the end was going to be. Yes, the ultimate end was victorious for man, but the things that he had to suffer to give us victory, the things he had to suffer to give us deliverance, the things he had to suffer to give us healing, he knew those things. You know, we don't know everything that we're going to face. We don't know what we have to suffer. But don't you think it is it's bad. It's even worse if you know what you're going, you know what's going to happen, you know that eventually you're going to be crucified. You know that you're going to be persecuted. You know this. And the fact that you know this and you're going through it, you know, that's really something, because if we knew, would we even move forward? Would we continue to trudge forward to be persecuted? Would we continue to trudge forward to endure the suffering that we knew was going to be placed upon us? But Jesus did that. Jesus moved forward. And he suffered, and he faced his suffering, and he did it until the end. He did it until his last words, "It is finished," because he knew that he had an assignment, and his assignment, his journey, his process was going to include suffering. And so we've got to understand and have the same mindset. Even though we don't know what we're going to suffer, we do know that there is some suffering. We do know there is some persecution. We do know that we'll be persecuted for his namesake. So we should look at it from a different perspective. We should look at it as we already know what's the end. We already know that we're victorious because with God on our side, we are victorious. The book of 2 Timothy explains suffering in a way that you should be able to associate it with your life today. You should be able to accept suffering as a normal part of your life. And so I admonish you to, you know, expect hardship and suffering to increase. Of course, no one enjoys suffering. But if you know that you're going to be victorious, if you know that this too shall pass, then you go into it a little bit differently. You can see it with the same mind and the same kingdom mindset as Christ. And so the book of 2 Timothy says that, you know, we're going to expect it. Go ahead and expect it. Why are we experiencing suffering? We experience it as a result of our testimony, our godly living, our stand for truth. I just said that we would be persecuted for his namesake. And you can find that scripture reference in 2 Timothy 2, 8 through 9. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. So don't forget why you're suffering. And, you know, when you're suffering, it helps to know that you are suffering for the gospel. You're suffering for the sake of the elect, for the glory of God. And so you've got to remember your purpose and whom you serve. You're serving God, and your purpose is to preach the gospel. Your purpose is for God's glory. Your assignment today is for the kingdom. It's for God's glory. 2 Timothy 2 and 10 says, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. You know, that's a beautiful thing. God, he manifested Christ in flesh. And Christ came here and he died for us. He suffered for us. And now we're expected to suffer hardship and to suffer for the sake of the glory of God. That means that we're suffering for our sisters and brothers to be saved. We're suffering for our sisters and brothers to be delivered. You know, the enemy doesn't want anyone to be exposed to the truth. And so you will even experience suffering to keep you. It'll be an obstacle in your life to keep you from teaching the truth or speaking the truth to your sisters and brothers, from speaking the revelation, for, you know, from, you know, the Satan enemy doesn't want you to reveal those things. He doesn't want you to glorify God. You know, if people know the truth, then they're no longer glorifying him. They're glorifying God. And so 2 Timothy 4:18 says, to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So we've got to remember that we're not suffering for ourselves. We're not experiencing hardship for ourselves. We're suffering for the glory of God. We're suffering for the kingdom. So today's assignment is endure until the end. You know, we have people that are really downtrodden, that are suffering from mental anguish and suffering from frustration and suffering from just all types of diseases and illnesses and suffering from, you know, just everything. You know, even the things that are happening, people are without homes because of the earthquakes and the tornadoes, and people are losing their lives. And, you know, this is a time that we should understand that it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. You hear of things happening, earthquakes in diverse places, and you've got to understand that God's judgment is on the land. And for his glory, we must endure until the end. We must suffer until the end. Remember that you are a prisoner of Christ and not of your circumstances. So you are testifying for our Lord God, our Father. And so you cannot be ashamed of testifying for God. You cannot be ashamed for standing for the glory of God. 2 Timothy 1:8 says, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. So you've got to understand that we are in a time where suffering will happen, hardship will occur, we will be persecuted for his name's sake. And you got to keep just admonishing yourself, encouraging yourself. Look back on the things that you know to be true from the Word. That's why the Word is so essential these days, is because we need the Word for guidance. We need the Word for instruction. We need the Word to lead us. We need our Father to whisper in our ear and talk to us and tell us what to do next and where to go and where not to go and what not to do. And so we certainly need him like never before. We've needed him, and God knew that we needed him from the beginning. He created us, and he fellowshiped with us. He walked and he talked with us. So he knew from the very beginning that we would need him. It's us that don't understand that we need him. And so we've got to get back to the mindset that we can't do this on our own. We need God to do this. I need God to walk and talk with me every day, just for guidance and instructions on what to do and how to move about this earth and how to interact with my sisters and my brothers and how to respond to situations that I face. You know, we face difficult situations, and sometimes we make it even more difficult when we don't consult God. So you've got to consult God. You've got to acknowledge him in everything. The scripture says, in all things, acknowledge God, and he shall direct your path. And so you've got to make sure that we're acknowledging God in everything for direction. If we don't get any direction, we'll be lost. You know, most times people will drive, they're on vacation, or they're going to a new location that they've never really encountered, and they will drive for hours just lost. as opposed to stopping and getting instructions and those instructions setting them on the right path. Why is it that we don't really know how to take instructions? We don't really know how to stop and get instructions. And that's part of the reason that we don't read the Bible like we should, is because we don't really want any instructions, because we feel like we know all things. We feel like we know what's best for us. Well, we don't, because we didn't create ourselves. God created us. And so now is the time that I admonish you, if we're suffering and if we're going through hardship and if you're frustrated and if you're experiencing something that you've never experienced before and you do not know what to do, look in the Bible. Read that Bible. Get those scriptures. Seek the scriptures that will give you guidance for the situation that you may be facing and encountering today. Seek God. Seek his face like never before, and God will answer you. God will speak to you. God will guide you. God will instruct you. We need him. And you got to persevere. Stay the course. Be faithful, regardless of any opposition of hardship. That is 2 Timothy 4:1-5. Persevere. Keep doing whatever God has called you to do. The Bible says that in the last days, read it. It is Matthew chapter 24. In the last days, hearts will wax cold. Love will wax cold. And so when we have those situations, it's because we have endured. Remember when we talked about the race? You have ran the race. You were in the front. You were winning. And at the end, you gave up. And that's what we have. We have leaders today that are preaching the gospel, that have persevered, that have endured, and at the very end, frustration, hardship, suffering allows them to turn their back on God at the very end, at the finish line. And, you know, it's really something, you know, that we're seeing it more now than ever. But the scripture tells us that that's what's going to happen. That is what's to come. So we've got to understand the time that we're living in. We've got to understand how to deal with the time that we're living in. And we've got to be ready. We've got to set our minds on we will endure to the end. We will persevere until no more. We will not be ashamed of the gospel. We will not doubt God because we know he is faithful. We will not doubt God because he has a covenant with us, and we with him. 2 Timothy 4:3 says, the time is coming where people will not endure sound teaching. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Trust God to deal with those who oppose the truth. So even though you're standing for the truth and you're enduring, trust God to vindicate you. Trust God to fight for you. God said that he would fight for you. 2 Timothy 2:23-26, have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels, and the Lord's servants must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. So I encourage you today, be encouraged, be sound-minded, be sober-minded, and make up your mind that you're going to endure to the end. Make up your mind that for God I live, for God I stand. Make up your mind that you will stand for righteousness. Make up your mind that you will testify among to the world of God's goodness. Make up your mind that you are created for the glory of God, and that is what you stand for, is for God to be glorified, not you, not man, but God. And so with that in our mindset, We are set. If we take these scriptures and we read these scriptures and we digest these scriptures and these scriptures live in us, then we are encouraged. We are admonished. We are guided and instructed to endure the hardship that it was foretold to us was going to happen. So it's no mystery. Everything you need to know is in that Bible. If you begin to read, you'll begin to see how prophecies are revealing themselves upon the earth now. And because the prophecies have been foretold, because it's been prophesied, we are not in the dark. We have been notified. We just need to get the scripture and read and understand the times that we're living in. And it's only when we understand the times that we're living in that we're able to look to God and trust in him and endure until the end. I thank God for your listening ears. I thank God for you this morning. Remember that the kingdom assignment is not just for you, but it is for someone that needs encouragement, someone that needs a little push to go forward. Remember, we're running this race together. So when you look on the side of you or you look behind you, even in the front of you, there's someone that is running right along with you. They may be running a little bit slower. They may be running at the same pace. They may be running a little bit faster, but they are yet running, and you guys are running to the same finish line. And sometimes you get tired. Sometimes they get tired. Sometimes they need a little push. Reach out to your sisters and your brothers and admonish them. Give them scriptures that's going to allow them to understand the times that they're living in. Give them the truth that's going to push them to the finish line. It doesn't matter who gets there first. What matters is that you all make it to the finish line. So it is your obligation to ensure that your sister and brother makes it to the finish line, just like it's their obligation to make sure that you make it to the finish line. We're all working for the common goal of the glory of God. Let us be mindful. Let us find ourselves working to get to the finish line. And at the end, on Judgment Day, when we are face to see our Father, when we have the opportunity to stand face to face with our Father, we can say that we have endured until the end. Be blessed.